Kevin, manager, Terman manager, you advanced to the semi-final of the Ulster Championship, indeed, quite comfortably. I'm sure you're very, very happy.
Yeah, we're very happy, Maureen. We're delighted, actually, because we actually, the score didn't really reflect the game. The McCartans, actually, they had a lot of shots that went wide in the first half, and they kept fighting right to the end. So listen, if they had got a goal near the end, it would have maybe ended up in a tight finish, you know. But listen, our girls done very well. We're very pleased with the way it went. But listen, McCartans today, maybe with the travel down and things like that, they probably just didn't get up to the level they got up to in the Tyrone County final. So, but saying that, listen, we're very pleased with our performance today.
Yeah, and I think you were 10 points up going on at that time. I'm sure, what did you say to the girls at that stage? It's very rare you're going 10 points up in an Ulster quarterfinal.
Yeah, listen, come here, last year we were probably the reverse of that against Errigal Kieran, up in Errigal Kieran. Listen, we just said to keep doing what you were doing, and listen, keep defending, keeping putting pressure on them once they get into our scoring zone. We did analyse it a bit, our first half was very, very good. So just maybe more of the same. And then as the girls tired, then we put on the subs and listen, they brought it on another level. So listen, we're very happy with the whole panel and the way we're going at the moment.
McCartans, you know, you played them down here in 2019. It was a very tight affair. You advanced to the Ulster final with a point, and as you said, 8 or 9 point victory out there today. But like, defensively, you'd have to give credit to your defence out there today. They only registered 1 point from play.
Yeah, listen, our defence was, listen, today was very, it was very difficult for forwards today. That, you know, the pitch in Terman is normally very, very good, but a lot of rain there in the last couple of days, so it was very sticky there, and it was difficult there for the forwards to get going. There wasn't many shots maybe from outside the 21, you know, so it was difficult for them. But listen, we're very, very happy with it, with the defence. I was chatting to their manager there, and they had a number. They had Chloe McCarthy was missing. She had a hamstring issue. They had also a number of players, you know, some of their main players were out through injury. So listen, that these things happen over the course of a season, but listen, as I say, we're very happy to be in a semi-final, Maureen.
Talk to me a little bit about next week's opposition. You play, I said in the radio, actually, I thought you were playing Clanairn, the reigning championship. You managed to avoid them,
right?
But no doubt they're the big hitters anyways. But next week's team, you're away, it's going to be a different affair. Yeah. An away game, home advantage is brilliant. You play Lurgan from Cabin. Do you know much about them?
Well, just they're from Virginia. We don't know an awful lot about them, but listen, hopefully we'll do a bit of research on them now during the week. Listen, you know, suppose unless you actually go to the other games, and we didn't get to their match, you know. But listen, we'll do a bit of background on them as well, but we're looking after what we can get right ourselves, you know. If we can get our A game on out every day, we're happy enough. And listen, if we're good enough to win it, we're good enough to win it then, you know. So that's what we'll be looking for.
And listen, I'm sure Adrian was listening in there the day. I'm sure he's very happy now. He can relax, and he'll be back in action again next weekend.
Well, hopefully he's in a bit of warmer climate than we're at today, you know. So listen, he had his holiday pre-booked, and listen, our game was unavoidably put back to this week. So listen, people have to get on with their lives as well. So listen, it'll be good to have him back next week as well.